We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Tes, Sif Chof, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Harayis Chaver Elach Hashloish V'yoyim, if somebody sees somebody whom he hasn't seen for 30 days, for who Chaviv Avav Ma'od, and it's somebody he really is very close with, M'koshkein Adam Shugol Memenu, certainly if somebody who's greater than him, could go in Aviv, his father, Rabbi, his Rebbe, the Samach Bar Yosef, and he's so overjoyed to see him. Varach Shachyanu, you make a Shachyanu. Afa Pish B'Teichas Man Kibu Mena Mechtav. Even if there was some communication between them during this time, the Achrayim say that we nowadays typically do not make the bracha. We, when we see each other, that after having not seen each other for such a long time, we greet each other. We say Baruch Hashem. We've had the opportunity to see each other, even though we haven't seen each other for such a long time. But to go and make the bracha, we don't make. And I saw that the Michas Elazar, in his Sefer, the Mukhei Erechaim, explains that the reason we don't make this bracha is that in the time and way we live, even people who are friends and generally get along, sometimes there are different situations that arise even amongst friends. And therefore, the Poskim already said that Bezman Hazeh, given the situation that we live in, to say a bracha, which may end up being a bracha b'atala, is inappropriate. Apish v'mroya le'ach ha'shnei masachaydish, if you haven't seen it for 12 months, mevarech baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam mechaye ha'meisim. Nay, if you don't see somebody for 12 months, nishkach me'alev, that person is forgotten from you, as is unfortunately typical, that after 12 months, after somebody passed away, people begin to forget them as well. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishkachti kimeis malev, hayisu kli ovid, the mace becomes forgotten. Ma kli, just like when we speak about a vessel, if you lose it and you haven't found it for 12 months, you give up on it. So too, when we speak about a nes, it starts to be forgotten. We don't make a shechiyonu. If during those 12 months there was some communication between them, you got regards from that person, so then, then, even though it's 12 months when they haven't seen each other, we no longer make a Shechiyanu. The only bracha of Shechiyanu. Another reason the Mishnah Berurah says why we make a Shechiyanu if we haven't seen somebody for 12 months, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because we within 12 months must have been a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur passed. And every year Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are rejudged L'chaim, if we should remain or not. So therefore, we're a new person if Rosh Hashanah passed. Of course, the question is, if that would be the case, it shouldn't be dependent on 12 months. It should be dependent if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have passed or not. And these halachas don't apply, don't make a difference, men or women. A man who sees his wife, his mother, his sister, his daughter, the kenisha shirayis baloi via acha acha, of a husband, a woman who sees her husband, her father, her brother, or her son, after this amount of time, mevarchim came. Sim sif chafal chaver shaloi rayas me'olam. Somebody who is your friend, you had communication with him, but you never saw him, because el yedei shem mechdavim shiritzu mezel zeh. They naso havim. They became friends through letters that they wrote to each other. Imraya achakach, and now they finally meet. Einam avarach al riyasoi. You don't make a bracha. The kivin shloi hisra me'olam panim upon him. Since they never had met face to face, ain have a gedolah kolkach. We don't have such a high level of friendship. Shiei sumech riyasoi that a bracha should be made. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody's wife had a child overseas, and now it's the first time he sees that child that he never saw before, if it's 30 days, you make a Shechiyanu, And if it was 12 months, you make a mechaya mesim. But as we said, these are not brachas that we make commonly bizman hazeh. Sim tzamach din brichas hariyah. Haroi eloni machel. If you see fruit trees, shemetzien perak, that give out a blossom. And the Sfarim speak about this Birchas Heilonis, and they speak about what an incredible bracha the Birchas Heilonis is, and how even though technically you should only have to make the bracha if you happen to encounter a tree, they say a person should go out of his way to try to make this bracha. And somebody who makes this bracha regarding this individual, the Rabbi says, the pasuk says, "Re'ei b'ni kerecha soda asheberecha Hashem." About such a person, the pasuk says, "V'yitim chalakim b'tala shemaim mishmani ha'aretz." The Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes this din, says, "Hayoytz b'imei nisan." If somebody goes out in Nisan, v'roi lonis, and he sees trees, so it seems that this bracha should be made in Nisan. But the truth is that even though it does say by making it in Nisan, it's not limited to Nisan. So if you live in a place where trees don't blossom in Nisan, they blossom later, Iyar HaSivan, or they blossom earlier, or you live in the part of the world where winter and summer are different times of the year than it is in the other part of the world, it's not dependent on Nisan. It depends on the blossom. Moreover, this bracha is only made on fruit trees, and it has to be fruit trees that you're allowed to enjoy from that fruit tree. So if the fruit tree was planted b'isser, let's say b'isser klayim, you mix two different types of trees, or the fruit tree is a arla tree, that the first 3 years of the growth, you're not supposed to eat the fruit, on such trees, then you don't make a bracha. If you have a question, if the tree you're looking at is one of those types of trees, you don't have to be concerned that it is that type of tree, and therefore you can make the bracha. Mevarech, the bracha you make is Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shelo Hichisa Ba'olam Haklum. There's nothing missing in the world. Bar Bar Brius Tovus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created wonderful creations, Vilanus Tovus, and good trees, Lahanis Mem B'nei Adam, which people can enjoy. You make only once a year. And therefore, the Har Tzvi says that if you made a bracha, you live where we live, and you made a bracha in Nisan, and then you traveled to a country where the seasons, like we said, are different than the seasons are here. And when you come there, and for that location, you're there by their spring, you wouldn't make another time this bracha. But if you delayed to make the bracha until the fruit has actually grown, you can't make the bracha anymore. And there is even an opinion, if at the first time you saw the blossoms, you did not make the bracha, which you should have, the halacha is shuv lo yivarech. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there's still blossoms on the tree, even though you saw the tree, as long as the blossoms are still there, you can make the bracha. However, if the blossoms are no longer there, the halacha is you cannot make the bracha. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Kav HaChaim says the minig is that you don't make a bracha. You don't make this bracha on Shabbos and Yontif. You only make this bracha during the week, because there's a concern that if you're going to make the bracha, you may come to pull off this fruit or this blossom, which of course is usher on, Shabbos. The continues the kitzur sif beis al azikim v'hu koychev hayor kechetz. If you have a zik, what we call a meteor, the hayor kechetz baruch shemaim, that travels across the sky, l'makim l'makim, from one place to another place, v'nimshach oirik yishevet, and it gives off light, v'al koichev sheesh leizonov, or a star that has like a tail, v'shevet shaloira, that also gives off rays of light, v'ri'idas ha'aretz, and the worth on an earthquake, la ruach shenefsha bezaf, on a hurricane, vela brokim, and on lightning. A kolach me'elum mevarach baruch ato Hashem al kedem melech oylem oisem mas bereshis. Ve'enem mevarach al zikim, you don't make a bracha on the zikim, kiyam pamach b'layla, only once a night. Ap yishroi v'kachav merotz, even though you saw another star. Ve'akoychav sheish do'izamim, kivin she'em baruch alav, the same on the star that has this tail, e'en mevarach alav ela al kishlora adach m'shesh yoyim. If there is this unusual star in the sky, you only make a bracha on that star once, and unless you didn't see it for another 30 days. Valareim, on thunder, if you hear the thunder after the lightning passed, if you saw the lightning and heard the thunder at the same time, then you make only one bracha, the bracha of Oisei Maaseh Bereishis. On an earthquake, that if it's an earthquake that is felt, then you make a bracha. If it's an earthquake that you don't feel, then you don't make a bracha. And moreover, you can only make a bracha on an earthquake if you make the bracha immediately after the earthquake. Afterwards, it's too long. Here we learned that if you hear thunder and see lightning at one time, you make only one bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, people think that they should make two separate brachas. And here we're learning very clearly, you should only make preferably one bracha of Oisei Maaseh Bereishis. The Kenan Berach al Barak Oisei Maaseh Bereishis. If you made a bracha Oisei Maaseh Bereishis on the lightning, Ubetoich Dei Dibel al Barak, if right after the lightning, Nishma Harem, you heard the thunder, Ein Tzarech Levarach Olav, you don't make another bracha, the bracha you made on the lightning will work for that as well. Moreover, you don't make a bracha on lightning or on thunder. Only if you're making the bracha, the amount of time to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, or Mari. Avalim Hifsig Yaiser, if there was more than that time interruption, Shuv lo yivarech, you can't make the bracha. If while you're davening, you heard thunder or saw lightning, in the halacha is, if it's bein haprakim, the halacha is you can make a bracha, in the middle of a bracha, you should not make the bracha. If somebody is middle of learning, then the halacha is he should make the bracha. Sif Gimel. Kozman shel espazra avim, as long as the clouds have not dispersed, nifter b'bracha achas. One bracha will be good. You don't make a bracha every time there's a thunder lightning. However, nispazru ha'ovim v'ashmayim. However, if the sky got clear, b'embarak l'barak b'enlaim, between lightnings or thunders, then the halacha is tzarech l'achas avar. What it means that the sky got clear is that you have no clouds in the sky. But if there's clouds in the sky, and even though it stopped raining, that's not considered as if it stopped raining. Moreover, if it was a continuous rain, says the Mishnah Berurah, but you went to sleep, and then after you went to sleep and you wake up in the morning, you hear again thunder or lightning, even though it's been one continuous stream, then the halacha is that you make a new bracha. But let's say somebody took a nap in the afternoon, and then it was raining, thunder, lightning before he took the nap, and then when he wakes up again, it's still raining with thunder and lightning. If it wasn't the shinas kva, the sleep that we take at night, then it's not considered an interruption, and you don't make a bracha again. A brachim shenir b'loy reim, if there's lightning that comes without thunder, el machmas hachaim, because of the heat in the climate, these lightnings are formed. Einam kebrachim mamish, they're not considered full-fledged lightning. Meim bevarchim aleihem, and you don't make a bracha. If somebody made a bracha because he thought it was thunder or lightning, that, and then he realizes it was not lightning, it wasn't thunder, and then he does afterwards see real thunder, hear real thunder, or he does see real lightning, the first bracha was considered a bracha that was made in error, and you make, for the real thunder and the real lightning, you will make a bracha. Haroi keshes, when you see the rainbow, v'varech, baruch ato Hashem, alakenu melech, ho'oilam, zoich habris, v'nemem b'brisa, v'kayim, v'memoroi, and also l'stakel haber v'keshes, you shouldn't really gaze at the rainbow, because the rainbow is a simen, is a sign that people are doing averis. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the rainbow to remind us that that's why Hashem won't bring a mabul again. So it's not something that we should focus upon. The bracha on the rainbow, says the Bialocha, is not only recited when you see the whole semicircle of the rainbow. If you don't see the whole semicircle, you don't make a new bracha. Moreover, the halacha of the rainbow is the same as we just said regarding lightning and thunder. If you see it once during a storm, then you make the bracha, and you don't make a bracha on another rainbow unless the sky completely cleared up without any clouds, and now there's a new storm and a new rainbow, you make a bracha. The halacha is that you should make the bracha as soon as you see the rainbow. But if you didn't make the bracha as soon as you saw the rainbow, the halacha is that you could still make the bracha if you still see the rainbow. There are those that suggest that you only make a bracha on the rainbow by day, but that isn't really the halacha. The halacha is that you can make a rainbow by bracha if you see the rainbow, both by day or by night. Sif hei. Al yamin, on the oceans, on these tall mountains that are famous, in the world, because of how tall they are, mevarech isemas abrasius, on the Mediterranean River, on the Yama Godl, the Shulchan Aruch says that on the Yama Godl you make a bracha, a new bracha she'osos Yama Godl. There is, however, a question, what is considered the Yama Godl? Some say it's the Atlantic Ocean, and some say it's the Mediterranean. And because it's not clear, that's why the minig is that you should just make a bracha of Oysamasa Bereshus by all of these oceans, because we're not exactly sure what is the Yama Godl.